Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Whatever time's convenient for you. They'll work around your schedule. So go over to reliableair.com.
Yes.
Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us at a time convenient for him because that's how he works at 1:20 today. It's a bye week for the Falcons, but we'll get a reaction to the first four games. Obviously, haven't talked to him since the nice win over Washington. A couple Falcons players offensively and defensively being named award winners for the month of September.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that as well with Joe. The AMA at 1:40, as always. Any question, any topic. 404-726-0929 to wrap things up in the final segment. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Saw that when we talked about Joe, saw that he was they finished the LA United building. The facility, the training facility.
Nice.
Yeah, they finished it up.
Was it a 15? Maybe, I don't want to short him. It was either 15 or $25 million expansion on that building.
Yeah, man.
That's
an investment.
That's a very big investment that Arthur Blank has made into that team. And the returns have been really frustrating for the last handful of years. So imagine he's going to start getting a little – probably already is getting a little antsy with all that.
But
yeah, that's a lot of money to put in. And again, like you go back and watch that David Beckham documentary and the little part of it that was on the MLS when he came there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're practicing like in a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting on a metal bench like we did in high school on the sideline on a football field that still has the lines on it. And it's like, he was like, what is this?
Yes.
And now
it's first class.
They've got, they've got state-of-the-art facilities and some teams have their own like soccer specific stadiums and all that. Like it's changed for sure, but
pretty cool.
It'd be really cool if Atlanta United could get back to being what they were.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
That was, man. That was, but the building looked sharp. As I was saying, it looked sharp.
What do they got? Like what
I don't know.
Got,
I just saw Joe act. Joe had the camera. He was like taking pictures, and I saw a picture.
Oh, we can ask Joe.
Of Mr. Blank walking in with the red. Take me to your blazer, guy, Arthur Blank.
Those are made out of a material that we don't.
We don't even know. You know what I mean?
That's not wool.
He'd be having some sharp ass blazers, man.
That's not wool. That's alpaca.
Like I would dress up to wear blazers like that.
Yeah. No. I mean, that is that would be one of the fun things about being a ultra billionaire like these guys.
I would wear.
You can dress like that every single day
and just be chilling.
Yeah.
Ash got it down.
I heard the suite that he has at Mercedes-Benz, like where he watches the games, like his own personal, it's almost like an apartment with his own elevator to go up to it.
Uh-huh.
I heard the wallpaper is like not wallpaper, it's like feathers.
What?
Yeah, like they got, it's like actual.
Like falcon feathers?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is or what, but that's how fancy it is. Like they don't have wallpaper.
Oh, do they
have, don't have wallpaper.
Do they have a big falcon problem in Atlanta?
We got hawks in our neighborhood.
I'm just curious, where'd they come up with the Falcon name? I mean, it fits Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons sounds good.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that can let us know.
Yeah, a lot of the, you know, the Hawks, and then you got the Thrashers. That's a bird, too. That's the state bird.
Yeah, but I understand. But,
love naming teams after birds around here.
I wonder where the Falcons came from.
It's a good question.
Love it, though.
I like
Atlanta
it, too.
Atlanta Falcons.
I like it, too. We again, like I said, we got our – I like the Hawks in our neighborhood. Haven't had any rodent problems at all for a couple years. Like, Cooks does a good job.
Yes.
Not as good as those hawks. I haven't seen those baby raccoons because they moved to a different neighborhood.
I'm about to say.
They moved to a nicer place.
Yeah.
Don't get them. So we told our kids.
Yeah, don't get them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Because we brought them to a nice raccoon home where they live now and with their family. They didn't get eaten alive by those hawks.
It's unbelievable.
In somebody's backyard.
Unbelievable.
I bet those raccoons died a gruesome death, man. You imagine just getting your intestines ripped out by a giant bird?
Yes.
That's what happened to those baby raccoons.
What if she's in the car listening?
She's not.
Okay.
School's not over yet.
Would have got picked her up early.
If they're listening to this in kindergarten.
You know what I'm waiting for?
I got a problem.
You know what I'm waiting for? Because your baby's in school now. And I know Bo's been through this. The sick. The sick not one to go to school.
Sick. Yeah, she hasn't done that
yet. She hasn't done it yet? Mm-mm. Of the two, who's going to keep her home? Because you're up with her.
I'm the one who's there.
Exactly. So I'm the one who's there. So say, oh, Dad, head's not feeling too well. I don't care. So what's your point? You still go to school, but I don't feel good. Like his mama. Okay. Okay, Samson. And they asked me gallivanting off somewhere. Like, I didn't miss school because I was sick, because I never got sick as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I missed school, I skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pretend to be sick sometimes. And my mom would be like,
pretending,
all right, fine.
Angel wasn't going for no pretend. We had thermometers.
I liked going to school.
Really?
So it was fun. That's where the girls were, man. Like, I was 12. I was 14. Was going to hang out at home. What am I going to do all day? Watch Price is Right?
And then,
try to see the Scrambly Channel? I'm trying to go there, man. That's where they were.
The Scrambly Channel?
I'm sitting around and watch 99 all day?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I didn't
tire
like
my forearm out?
I was not good.
I'm trying to go to school.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about miss school when you skip. Have no sickness without the school.
I had algebra to learn, man. We had to figure out the Pythagorean theorem and all that. I was a scholar.
Were you?
Yeah.
You graduated with honors.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was a good student. I really did like school. I really enjoyed it. I liked going. It's where my friends were, and I liked hanging out with my friends. Oh,
yeah, that's like, because I got, you know.
And that's where the girls were.
The girls.
That's what they were. They weren't at my house. They were over there. They were at Franklin High School. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Offense, it'd be about just continuing to let our identity come out. I think our identity came out in a major way yesterday when it came to running the football.
Yesterday.
And then being able to get some of those throws off and play action pass. You know, he was 76% passing and doing some of those things, some really good things. We got the long ball going, so to speak, yesterday. I think that was another part of it. So just really increasing those things and doing some of those different things that way.
That's how you know it's the bye week, because they're talking about a game that happened on Sunday.
Yes.
Obviously, they have the week off, or most of the week off, or whatever it is up there. Good. Get right. Get healthy. Get back to work next week. And then they got the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football.
Yes. Which,
that'll be, you know, well, up and down, inconsistent first four games. You measure yourself against one of the best teams in football at home on a national stage, you have an opportunity to do that.
Again, they would have found out the Falcons got their name from a contest they held in 1965. It was from some young lady in Griffin who won a naming contest sponsored by the Smith family.
And it is a good name.
Yes. Oh, I love the name.
It is a good name.
I love the name.
But, like, nobody came up with anything more creative than
I'm assuming
the Falcons?
I'm assuming she won the contest, and then she got to name it.
So she could have come up with anything.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm assuming.
Good thing she was reasonable.
Yeah.
They could have been called anything.
Yeah. But I like it. The Falcons.
Yeah, it's good,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's very
okay.
good.
Okay. Now we know.
So that's what they're called. Bijan Robinson was the offensive player of the month in the NFL. Was it the NFL or the NFC?
NFL.
The whole league.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Xavier Watts was the rookie of the month in the NFL in the month of September. So you got offensive player and defensive player getting some awards.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good sign. Anytime you can talk about individual awards, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Bijan is putting himself in a upper echelon type category of running backs.
I know we have plenty of time, like so much time, but it's the bye week, so it is what it is, to talk about the Bills matchup, but if they're going to be competitive in that game, which I think that they can be,
yeah.
Bijan's going to – they're not a great run defense.
Okay.
They have not been a great run defense.
We need to put a lot of context in it, because I hear a lot of people saying that. They're without their best defensive tackle, their best linebacker.
Great.
All right.
Are they going to still be
without
them?
I don't know. And then you look
Perfect.
At who they played
oh,
that
yeah.
runs the ball.
Definitely.
Well, let's keep a little
okay.
context in that, because I keep hearing that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
if those guys don't play.
If they don't play, yeah, you might have something. But they play, it's a different story. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at where Xavier Watts is, and what do we talk – when we first found out that he had two rookies starting, and what do we – because you made a great point, because I thought they brought the guy in from the Rams to be the other guy. You said, no, they brought these guys in to take his job. And the confidence that they had in Xavier Watts, we both loved that draft pick when they picked him out of Notre Dame. Like, this dude is this. And he's proven everything that we thought of him, especially whatever the Falcons thought of him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a good young player who is only getting better. And for him to get that, you know, that just instills more confidence in him. And instills maybe more confidence in Brick, where I can do more things with this young guy. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's coming along. Because we knew how important it was for these young guys to help this team out this year.
Well, yeah. I mean, half the defense is rookies and second-year guys. So if the defense was going to be any good at all, it was going to be because young players played well. And that's happening so far. It's also just one of those things, like, you know, if – and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if the league kind of figures out how to attack some of these young guys, which is possible on the defense, then at the end of the year, we're probably not going to go back and talk about a Rookie of the Month award. But where we stand right now, with the first month being over – it's just nice for the Falcons to get a little win like that every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there just haven't been that many draft picks, especially on the defensive side of the ball, over the last handful of years that early played like this.
Yes.
You know? Or ever played like this, honestly, because they've missed a ton on defense over the last handful of years. But, like, to have guys come in so quickly, because it was the game against Minnesota where both of the first-round pass rushers got a sack, where both of the rookie defensive backs got an interception.
Crazy.
And it's like, great. Like, that's so – it's so encouraging for them to – and again, will they be right in the grand scheme of things? Who knows? But it feels like right now they are.
Yeah, man.
Which is great.
Yeah, like it's
again, in this in this Falcons world that we've lived in,
where the
positives have been hard to come by, it's totally worth celebrating what these guys are doing right now to have rookies doing stuff like that. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because of where they were after two weeks ago, Buck. When we came on air, it was bleak, man.
That's the Falcons world that we live in.
Yeah, man. It was freaking bleak.
And that's why I'm not sitting here making any bold declarations about it, because we could be back there quickly.
Exactly.
We know how quick that trip is. Yeah. It's 60 minutes.
How quick that trip is.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
to Monday, people calling and firing everybody.
Yes,
that's a 60-minute drive.
Yeah,
I know the games, but you know what I mean. The games
exactly
are 60 minutes long.
Yeah.
So enjoy the wins. Enjoy the rookie of the month. Enjoy the offensive player of the month. Enjoy the 34 against Washington. Enjoy all of it.
Yeah.
Because you know how quickly it turns the other way.
Yeah, it does. And enjoy this weekend because it's a stress-free weekend.
Yeah.
A stress-free Saturday for Falcon fans.
You know what I'm hopeful of? I'm hopeful that throughout this season and then on into the future, the most fun time of the year for us and for Falcons fans is the season. Because the most fun time of the year otherwise has been talking about the season.
Right.
Getting ready for
gotcha.
It. Talking about the draft or who you might sign or whatever. The 8 months where they're not playing has been a lot more fun than the 4 months where they are.
Yes.
Let's make the 4 months fun too. I know it's not up to us. We tried with our
tank tried.
Tops.
We tried with our tank tops. Damn tank tops.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.